forecasters who work for the National Weather Service in Lincoln have their own watches and warnings to face, financial ones. They're caught up in the federal government shutdown, and they're still delivering potentially life-saving information to the public. Chris Miller is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Lincoln. Miller also tells GLT's Eric Stock how the staff of 23 at that office prepares for a storm, such as the one that hit Bloomington Normal last weekend. He says his staff usually has its eye on a potential storm 5 to 7 days in advance.
We want to try to refine that for people for planning purposes, because people may have travel plans. Emergency management officials have plans that they need to know about the weather and share that with road crews and such, so they can plan for staffing. And so usually a couple days out, we try to get out a winter storm watch. A lot of times with that situation, people think, that's a certainty, where they say we're going to get a foot of snow. Really what we're saying is, watch, keep your eyes out. We're still watching the storm yet. 3 days out, it may just be hitting the west coast of the U.S. Again, lots could change as that storm crosses the Rocky Mountains, especially when it comes to snow. Just a few miles can be the difference between, say, a foot of snow and just a couple inches of snow. So we try not to get too deep into the details of it. Until we get to within, that 24 to 36 hour period prior to the worst impacts hitting, that's when we try to make the decision, are we going to issue an advisory for this winter storm? Because sometimes it's ice, too, and we're looking at, is there going to be enough ice potential that could cause power outages or significant travel issues or snow amounts. So that's when we try to zero in on the details of what we're looking at.
And we have to keep in mind that most storms, like the most recent one, don't follow regular business hours. They're evenings, overnights, and in this case, weekends. So how does that change your staff's approach when you have to be staffed 24/7?
We take that into account staffing-wise, and that's something, when we're in this job, that we realize that essentially we're on call all the time. So the nice thing about winter storms is we have several days ahead of time where we know that this could be a potential and we can plan. It's when we get into the severe storms, tornadoes, flooding, when you're talking hours in advance, that we need to ramp up staffing very quickly. So we try to keep that in mind. We also try to keep in mind, like you mentioned, when is this occurring? A storm hitting at on a Friday during rush hour, whether it's morning or afternoon rush, is going to be a lot different than a storm hitting, say, late on a Saturday night or early Sunday morning or something like that. So we try to take all those things into consideration when we look at how we're going to do our operations here to get that information out to people.
And an added dimension now is the fact that the federal government has shut down partially. The National Weather Service staffers aren't getting paid, and for who knows how long. To what extent has that impacted your operations, if at all?
Very little, actually. We are affected by that, but we also know here that the main mission we have is to protect life and property through issuing forecasts and warnings, getting that information out to people to make decisions. Plus, we also, a lot of people aren't aware also that, we do forecasting for all of the larger airports in Central Illinois, including the Central Illinois Regional Airport. We update that every 6 hours for pilots and for flights coming in and out. There's a lot of different things there, but it's one of the reasons that we've been designated as an agency that's in the accepted status, because it's seen as we're trying to do mission essential things for giving people information so they can make decisions to protect their property or to make decisions about whether or not they're going to travel, or it could be a life-saving information. So that's why we are still here with our total staffing during this partial shutdown.
So what does the accepted status mean?
It just means that a few years ago they called it essential. It just basically means that we're in a position where public safety or in the case of Homeland Security, TSA, that type of thing, where security is an issue. So anything related to safety or security in the federal government.
That's Chris Miller of the National Weather Service with GLT's Eric Stock. Miller says there's an ongoing debate among meteorologists about how far in advance they should post snowfall projections in the forecast. He suggests don't trust any projections more than a few days out.